Experimental Acres started 2 years ago out of Guelph, Wellington, and it is part of the much larger Our Food Future project there. Last year, it expanded into Dufferin County, and this year it's expanding into Gray. So Gray County is supporting it, and what that means is we are helping to find six farms that want to do new practice with respect to sustainable agriculture, and we are helping to subsidize the costs. So farms are eligible to get anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 to do something new. And that might be something to do with cropping, with building soil health, with new practice in animal pasture. Maybe you want to try pasturing your pigs in the forest, do some silvopasture. Maybe you want to try some intercropping or cover cropping. So it is an opportunity for people to do things that we already know are good farm practices in general, but also to have an organization come and measure the results. Okay. So it's one thing to say, I think this is doing good. It's another thing to say, yeah, we have proof. So this project lets you choose a small part of your farm and try something new and actually get paid to do it.
Philly, you mentioned it started in Guelph and it's worked its way north to Gray County. So obviously it's growing. How much success have you seen to this point?
That would be a better question for the organization itself. I think it's fantastically successful in so far as when I first heard about it 2 years ago, I knew I wanted to jump on board because I know there are a number of farmers here who are just knocking at the door to try things like this and are already doing them. And where the lack is around the local research. There's lots of research around the world in better farm practice. What we don't necessarily have is the data for our local soils. So that's where the success is with the project to date, and that's what I'm really excited about here. Like I say, we've got spaces for six farms, and we hope those six farms will all be trying something different from one another, but they are going to add their data to 3 years worth of data, and we're going to get a really good picture of what things look like in southwestern Ontario this way.
Last question for Philly Markowitz, and thank you for the update. Obviously, there's a deadline to apply. Where do you apply, and how do you apply?
Absolutely, there is, and in fact, the deadline is this coming Wednesday, January 11th. And the simplest way to get the information you need is to go to grey.ca, grey.ca, the website, and on the front page, you will find recent news stories, and you'll find a story there that has a link to the application, and people can apply online. You can always email me for more information, and I've made my email simpler than my name. It is food@grey.ca. So food@grey.ca. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I'll be happy to answer.
Philly, thanks for this.
I am so pleased that you asked. Thank you.